Through the years on the Kenai Peninsula, many people have commented that the homeless problem is invisible here because we don't have communities of homeless people. We don't have them walking the streets and so forth. But many years ago, we realized that we do have a problem, but it just is defined a little differently. I've been talking with Jody Stewart ever since the first Homeless Connect program to let people know what is going on and the services that are available. And Jody, this has not only been a benefit to the people who are struggling with homelessness, but it has given us some data that you can look at year after year and see how we're doing and what we need to do. As you evaluate the 2024 Homeless Connect, what are some of the significant pieces of data that you now have hard numbers on?
So one of the things that we know from this year is that we are seeing an uptick from post-COVID. So we are getting more accurate data since the pandemic happened. So we're looking at actual folks that are experiencing homelessness. So that's one good thing. The second thing that's really good in regards to that is the fact that our individuals experiencing homelessness, housing, transportation, clothing, heating for their house, whether that be, you know, propane, gas, electricity, wood, those are the things that folks needed. And so I believe that as we get more and more folks involved in this problem, we're going to be working on more of those solutions to address those shortcomings that we have in our community.
Now, does the fact that cause of homelessness is probably as numerous as there are homeless people, because there are different things, so there isn't really one bullseye or one silver bullet that you can attack that'll cure the problem?
Correct. Everybody has a different story. Everybody has their own history, their own process for how they ended up where they ended up, and we have to be open-minded to try and help folks where they are when they are.
If there was one thing that you could do, if there was a silver bullet in your mind, what would that be?
You know, it's a multifold silver bullet. So one is having more access to shelter, where it's low barrier. That's where if you are not sober, you can still be able to have a warm place over your head. The second piece to that is a housing first, meaning that individuals that are experiencing homelessness, we have housing developments where we can put them in no matter what. And having access to low-income housing. Those three things in combination would do wonders for addressing this issue.
Now, having been at each one of the Homeless Connect programs, I think one of the impressive things is that there is almost as many vendors, people who want to help and volunteer on that day, as there are that people come in to receive services.
Absolutely. We are very lucky in this community. When we have Project Homeless Connect, the vendors come out, the volunteers come out, and sometimes we have more of them than we have participants. And, you know, that's a great problem to have.
It means that we do care and that we are looking for not a silver bullet, but to help that person on an individual basis, whether it's a job or whether it's just someone to talk to.
Exactly. And, you know, sometimes it's not just the people. We can't forget those critters that are just as much part of the family. We, you know, have a lot of folks that are dedicated to every aspect of a person, the whole person and everybody that comes with it.
And we're grateful to have the Jody Stewarts in our community who help organize all those people who want to help. I'm Russ Sikorski, returning you to the We Got the Data Now sound of KSRM.